G'day everyone, it's Jenny here coming to you from Margaret River today in Western Australia as we continue our family trip down over here. Now, welcome to anyone that's new to the podcast, and of course, welcome back to regular listeners. I hugely appreciate your time to tune into this, and I love having the opportunity to talk to you, so thank you. Now, I use this podcast as a way of getting my message out to the world, really about how to live life on your terms and how you can create a lifestyle business around your priorities in your life. Now, my question for you today is, do you know who you are? Now, I know that might sound a little bit ridiculous of a thing to say, but most people actually don't know the answer to this. And it is one of the major reasons that so many people feel unfulfilled or dissatisfied with life, but they just can't put their finger on why that may be. Now, even more interestingly, it's one of the major reasons that entrepreneurs struggle, because they don't have that absolute clarity over who they are and what they really stand for. So before I start on this subject, though, I just want to tell you a little bit what triggered this thought for me today to talk to you about this particular message. Now, right now, we're staying at my brother-in-law's beautiful beach house. It's pretty close to paradise. The house is attached to a 5-star resort, and you're able to go up and use the bar and the restaurant and pool and all that kind of jazz. And we took the kids up for a drink this evening. And it was there that I looked around and realized how most people there were very smartly dressed and actually looking pretty uncomfortable, some of them. And then I looked at my family, my husband and my 2 little kids. And my daughter was there with her wild hair, and my son with various cuts and bruises as he's just constantly pushing himself by jumping off things and trying to do scooter tricks. And my incredibly laid-back husband there in his boardies. And there was me, just not a scrap of makeup on and my hair scraped back. And I said to him, do you think we'll ever be a smart, slick family? And he just said, nope, it's just not who we are. Now, a tiny bit of me fleetingly felt disappointed, because superficially I like the idea of being able to be smart and swan around, dressed up to the nines. But the next feeling, and the feeling that was much stronger for me, was that of relief, because it meant that I would always be me, whatever happened in my life. And that stuff just isn't important enough for me. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong, and actually, to be honest, I envy people that always look immaculate, but because it isn't my priority, it'll never be me, and I do recognize that. But as a result, it means I can be comfortable in my own skin. Now, obviously, this is a pretty superficial example of knowing who you are and what's important to you, but I'm constantly amazed how many people I meet who you can see that just aren't comfortable in their own environment. They're either trying to fit in, or they've been molded by someone or some institution external to them, to the point that they've just lost sight of who they are, or even more worryingly, and perhaps more accurately, they've never had sight of what they stood for in the first place. So as I pack my bag tonight for my camping trip with my family into the Australian bush for a few days, I do it knowing that we are living our values of freedom, family, adventure, and authenticity. And these kind of activities for me are so important and, quite frankly, non-negotiable. And knowing this means that the way I earn money has to be able to allow us to do this sort of thing. I need to be able to head off for an adventure with my kids when we choose, because to not be able to do that would leave me feeling unfulfilled and, I guess, frustrated. I need to be 100% me, I need to be authentic in business, and I'd have to try not to emulate anyone else. That's very, very important to me. So for you, as you allow yourself to get to know yourself better and stay true to yourself, you'll find yourself more and more in flow in life. And sometimes it is going to mean stepping over the fear of actually just being honest with yourself. Because often when you are honest with yourself and do this exercise, you realize that actually perhaps you are in the wrong business or the wrong job, and it's, as that feeling grows, it means change, which of course we naturally resist. And I was actually watching a video the other day that referred to Richard Branson in an interview he'd done about what he truly believed the root of his success was. And his answer, again, was very simple. Clarity of who he was and what he stood for, and never, ever deviating from that. So ask yourself, who am I? What is really, truly important for me? What in this life is absolutely non-negotiable? And if you don't start from this point, you're never going to be in a position in life where you're doing exactly what you love to do in all areas of your life. Unless, of course, you've kind of miraculously stumbled across this by chance, which you're pretty lucky if you have. But this is why it's so, so important to consciously design your lifestyle first before thinking about how you're going to build it. Otherwise, those core foundational pieces that are going to act as your navigation mechanism for all the decisions that are going to come your way is going to be missing. So grab a piece of paper, take some time out again this week, think long and hard about it, because it could actually be the most important thing you do in this lifetime. Well, on that note, I'm going to get back to my packing. Wish me luck in the Australian bush, and I will be speaking to you when I get back. And don't forget, head over to my website at www.jennyhk.com if you haven't yet already signed up for my 3-part video series on how to design and build your freedom lifestyle. Until then, have a fabulous week.